You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, hosting Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And you can listen to it live online anywhere you are in the world. Just go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click listen live, and wherever you is, there we is. Hey, listen, we're going to switch gears right now. Head on to the phones. I've got a friend calling in. State Senator Del Marsh has served in the Alabama State Senate now since 1998, I believe, in Senate District 12, just over adjacent to where I used to serve in Senate District 10. He was the pro tem of the state Senate until most recently. He has been a leader in Alabama politics for a number of years, and he's also been an advocate for school choice, which is where we're headed in this conversation today. Hey, Del, thanks for being on the air with us today on Right Side Radio.
My pleasure, Phil.
Well, listen, you had a bill, and I'm looking at a story that came out in Alabama Daily News in the last few days. I think Mary Sell wrote the story, but she interviewed you, apparently. And you've been an advocate, and I was there when we passed the Alabama Accountability Act. One of my favorite nights, by the way, in the Senate was when the Accountability Act came out to the floor, freaked out the teachers' union. The Democrats were beside themselves. And it's the most animated I've ever seen you at the microphone as you were having a shouting match with a number of the members of the Democrat caucus. There's a video somewhere of me standing behind you yelling, "Get them, Dale!" But it was a good night, one of my favorites.
It was a good night, Phil. It's really the first chance we had at school choice, and it was a big move for Alabama. But we've got a lot of problems. I mean, we've education in the state. If you look at today, we're ranked fiftieth in mathematics and 46th in reading in the state, and you know that's not a good place to be. And we've been accused as legislators in the past of trying to create policy, and educators jump us on us on that. And more recently, we have passed the largest education budget in the history of the state, providing more and more money for education. And yet these scores aren't getting any better. And so my question to the education community, who doesn't seem to be open to any form of school choice, is how are you going to fix this problem? And I think people better pay attention to this, because if it is perceived that Alabama is ranked this low in that mathematics and reading, and also perceived that as a state we're not doing anything about it, then when you talk about economic development, job creation, opportunity for our citizens, all those things, in my opinion, are in jeopardy.
I totally agree. Completely agree. And, you know, the Alabama Policy Institute's been an advocate for school choice for many years. I remember seeing a study that we did just last year, the year before, something like 8 states in this nation spend less per student on their annual education budgets, but they rank higher than us, which is a clear indication that money is not the only issue. We've got to be doing some things different, one of which gets into the realm of school choice. And so you had a bill that really didn't travel in the past legislative session, in the 2021 regular session, called the Alabama Open Schools Act. And I'm hoping you're going to bring that back again, because we need it. But describe that bill for a minute, but also describe why it didn't pass this past session.
Well, the bill was basically testing the waters. I introduced the bill, and basically all it said is that you're not limited by your zip code and where you go to school. It would allow a student and a family to leave their school district and go to another district in the public system if that public system would accept them. I mean, it didn't force the system to take them, but at least gave them an option to try to move to another system if they thought that system would be better for their child. Obviously, when it came out, there was quick pushback on it. The education community, once again, does not want anybody telling them what they can and can't do. They do not want to allow school choice or flexibility. And it's problematic. And you're correct, Phil. You were there in 2000, I guess it was 2010, when we passed the Accountability Act. And this was the first time we had any school choice in the state. It was the first time Republicans controlled the legislature. And before that period of time, AEA was a strong advocate of Democrats, never really supported many Republicans. And now the Republicans have forgotten that. I mean, with a little pushback from AEA, I'm amazed how weak-kneed so many Republicans have become on school choice. And, I mean, this is something that, people have to become statesmen on. This is something we have to resolve and at least appear to the other states in the country that we're trying to solve this problem.
Well, I totally agree. And, you know, Dale, you mentioned that. And the other day I did a full segment on this show about the teachers union, the AEA in Alabama, and how they're affiliated with the National Education Association, how, as a broad sense, they do defy school choice opportunities at every turn. But you're right. One of the things that I said was we actually had a stance in the past when you and I were there. I got elected in 2010. I think we passed the Accountability Act in like 2013. But the reality is we used to say that we would not take AEA money. I'm seeing invitations to Republican fundraisers right now where they're listing the AEA as one of their sponsors for their fundraiser. And that to me is a complete, you know, turning aside of where it used to be and knowing full well that we're last in the nation, but they're letting the biggest, opponent to school choice help guide the train. But Dale,
here's the way I see that. I don't really have a problem. Now, I don't take AEA money. I just haven't taken it. But I don't have a problem with people taking the money. But all those people deserve, if they take your contributions, is to what you do for anybody else. And that is, hey, listen, we're listening to you. We're listening to your issues as we do any citizen, whether they give us a dollar or not. But at the end of the day, we're going to do what's best for this state. And you need to work with us to do the same thing. And that's the way it should be. And, I mean, I have been, you know, I've received money from BCA, business groups, realtors. But at the same time, there have been the issues where I had to say, hey, we've got to make some changes here. You may not like it, but we think this is what's best for the state. And we make those decisions. And that's what should be happening here. But I'm telling you, I'll be amazed. And I'm when I go into this session, I'm going to have a school choice bill as my plan. And I'm going to see how many senators are willing to sign the bill and pre-file, or not pre-file, but the co-signers, and see if we can. And if they're not, if people are not going to do it, then tell me at least what are we going to do, and is it acceptable to be 50th in mathematics, 46th in reading, low ACT scores, the cost of remediation and people going to college, the amount of money that has been spent on remediation courses because they're not equipped to go to college. All these are a cost to the state, and we need to address this.
We do. We absolutely do. And in fact, if we don't, it's negligence. And you said something a minute ago, you used the word statesman, and that's where we have to be. They're going to have to look beyond maybe a personal interest, maybe what their local school board says, please don't do. And they're going to have to look at what's good for the state. And Dale, you had the Open Schools Act in the past session, and West Virginia passed one this year. West Virginia passed an open enrollment that basically is like an education savings account. If you, as a legal guardian or parent of a child, don't believe the school that you're zoned for is the best one, you can go to any school you want to go to. And that's the kind of thing we have to consider. That allows the free market to come in and make schools become the better school to attract the students.
Phil, you made a point there, and I think this is important. This isn't just about, I'm not trying to label certain schools as bad schools. I mean, I know there are challenges at every school, but at the end of the day, it should be the parent that decides what is the best atmosphere, yes, and school situation for their child. And, yes, and the parent should have that choice. And because I firmly believe no one is better equipped to make a decision for their child than the parent. And what I'm trying to do with any legislation I pass at school choice is giving parents the right and the power to have choice for their child. And that's where we all should be, in my opinion. And the education community should be on the same page, because they should care what is best for the child.
Well, and Dale, and that's the thing. And so often people forget that. One of the things that I've said many times is it's a philosophical stance. If you believe that tax dollars are paid in to protect the system, it's different than those who believe that they're paid in to educate the child. because the system is not always what's best for the child. And so, listen, I will say this too, Dell. You know, the Alabama Policy Institute is has been doing a legislative scorecard. We're going to be very keen on seeing your bill, because I'm pretty sure that whatever you come up with, we're likely to put on the scorecard for the coming year. And let us know how we can help you with that. And just know that you've got a venue here on this show to come back and talk about it, because we're keen to see this change. We've got to get out of number 50 and move forward as a state on education.
Phil, thank you so much. It was an honor serving with you. Thanks for staying involved, and I look forward to being on your show again.
All right. Thanks, Dell. All right, that was State Senator Dell Marsh, most recently the Senate President Pro Tem for the Alabama State Senate, a school choice advocate who has been literally fighting for school choice for a number of years, and we're hopeful that he's going to be able to rally the troops, so to speak, in the days to come, because we've got to make some changes. We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, I'm going to unpack for you some of the things that have happened in the past with school choice for Alabama and some of the things that haven't happened and why we are where we are. I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right.